Did you know that the law is a humanities discipline? As such, law can and often does affect social change. Donald Tobin, dean of the Francis King Carey School of Law at the University of Maryland, tells us about their new course, Freddie Gray's Baltimore, Past, Present, and Moving Forward, which intends to do just that.
As the pastor of one of Baltimore's largest African-American churches recently told the New York Times, our city is on the brink of a breakthrough or a breakdown. I was born in Baltimore and work in Baltimore. I'm betting on a breakthrough. The events of last spring touched thousands of lives in our city, including those at the law school, which is located in the heart of West Baltimore. Dozens of our students marched in the peaceful protests. Dozens more helped clean up the streets after Monday night's violence. Even more wanted to know what they could do to make a lasting difference. As we watched our city struggle through this crisis, we knew that this was a defining moment for Baltimore and its institutions. We at the law school could not simply be spectators to what was happening around us. We had to increase our already substantial efforts to be not just in the city, but of the city. Like many attorneys, I went to law school because I believe that law is a vehicle for social change, a powerful tool for improving lives. My colleagues and I teach aspiring lawyers who share our passion for social justice and equality. And if history is a guide, our students will one day serve as Baltimore's judges, elected officials, and business leaders. It is crucial that they understand the complexity of the issues facing our nation's cities. As teachers, we know a teachable moment when we see one, so we took the next step. We created a course. It's called Freddie Gray's Baltimore, Past, Present, and Moving Forward. In it, we ask students to look at decades of social, economic, and other conditions that led to Freddie Gray's death. We had them explore how laws that govern housing, healthcare, employment, education, and policing interact, trapping thousands of people in entrenched poverty and all the problems that flow from it. We asked them to propose some solutions, and we encouraged them to act. The course has been a huge success. It attracted more than 80 students and a dozen faculty members. We welcomed more than a half dozen public officials and advocates to share their insights as speakers. The Freddie Gray course and the other new initiatives we've launched are just part of the work we have been doing for more than 40 years through our nationally recognized legal clinics. Together, the clinics provide more than 100,000 hours of free legal services every year to the people of Baltimore and throughout the state. Our partnership with the community is indispensable, and our students are better attorneys because of it. Freddie Gray's death and the events that followed were a sharp wake-up call. The problems we face are serious and deep, but so is the perseverance of those determined to solve them. Yes, Baltimore may be at a tipping point, teetering on the brink of a breakthrough or a breakdown, but I'm an optimist. The conversations I've heard, the determination I've witnessed, the commitment I've seen to this city and the people who live here make me confident that we will be more.
Learn more about this powerful course at law.umaryland.edu. The Maryland Humanities Council is a statewide nonprofit that creates and supports educational experiences in the humanities that inspire all Marylanders to embrace lifelong learning, exchange ideas openly, and enrich their communities. Humanities Connection is produced by the Maryland Humanities Council for WYPR. For the Maryland Humanities Council, I'm Phoebe Stein.